So I'm sitting in the East Midlands Conference Centre, which is based over in Nottingham, and I'm sitting with Simon Wakeman. Simon, what are you doing here today?
Hi there. Well, I'm chairing and speaking at the Connected Nottingham Conference here today.
Okay. And so what's your background? What do you actually do for a daytime job?
Well, I actually got two daytime jobs, but my main daytime job is I'm Head of Communications and Marketing at Medway Council in Kent. We've done a fair amount of social media work, and I think we're well regarded among councils in the country, so I think that's probably why we've been asked to be here today. And also I'm a freelance consultant in communications as well.
So what was the reason for the entry point into social media for Medway Council?
I think we recognised that among certain groups of communities in Medway, there were people using social media to talk to each other, and as a council it was an opportunity for us to do more communications and be more effective.
So how has that worked out? Give me a prime example of something that's been really successful.
We've incorporated use of Facebook into our marketing campaigns for a number of our cultural events, and indeed for our Fuse Medway Arts Festival. Facebook is one of the key ways we engage with the community. We understand what they want from the festival, and then we hopefully engage with them in an effective way.
No, I understand what you mean. So you're basically going where the eyeballs are going. I mean, there's a lot of people on Facebook, they use it. I mean, I have an issue that my other half has got a bit of an addiction to Facebook, let's be honest. She never really was into computers before social networks came along. And if you look at statistics, people are checking up the status updates and people on Facebook every 30-odd minutes. Was it a natural progression, do you think, for companies and councils to move into social media?
I think it is, because you're absolutely right. We need to go where the people are. There is a tendency among councils to try and create something new, to create a new social network or create an image sharing site. But as actually the effective way to use social media in local government comms is to go where people are, understand how they want to engage with you, and be prepared to engage positively in a two-way way with them.
Okay. And so was it very difficult at first to prove the value? Because a lot of people say, you know, how do you track this? You know, what's the return on investment on social media? Is it purely just social capital? You know, how did you make sure that the conversational points of social media would be captured for the council?
I think when we went into it, we understood it was an experiment and we took it in a low risk way. So we took easy bite-sized chunks of social media, which is a lot more straightforward than trying to go in with a big approach. Over the past couple of years, we started incorporating social media into our everyday evaluation. So where we do a survey or where we do a post-campaign bit of research, we make sure we pick up social media as a channel alongside all the other more traditional forms of marketing that we use. And what we're finding is that among certain groups, the use of social media is very high, but equally it's not a panacea, it won't do for everyone, so it's just another tool within our communications mix.
It's just a bolt onto it. So what's your session about today?
I'm talking a little bit about what we've done at Medway, so a few case studies, and then also talking about our social media reputation management model, so how we actually build in social media relations into our normal kind of media relations activities.
Fantastic, I'll be looking forward to that. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much.